This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. State Representative Dan Swanson and his office will be in the area throughout the district really next week, but here in Galesburg one day with an information fair for senior citizens and others, and we're pleased to talk with Representative Swanson about that now. Representative Swanson, thanks so much for your time as always.
Well, thank you, Will.
For lack of a better term, hot enough for you?
Oh, my gosh. Who'd ever thought a few weeks ago we'd be asking for rain now?
Right. No kidding. And I thought of you because I know that since you're a farmer, I can't imagine how much fun you've been having trying to deal with all this mess.
Oh, it's from one extreme to the next, you know, and it seems like the summer is just disappearing fastly, too. We're almost to August, and we just parked a corn planter, bean planter, what, second or third of July, I guess it was, so a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so well, at least things are planted, and you do the best you can with what you have, I guess, right?
Right, right.
Let me ask you, before we ask about this information fair, Governor Pritzker this week signed legislation you sponsored that will help substitute teachers in the area, and I think the last time we talked about this, I hadn't realized that this might even help you a little bit, because you've been a sub from time to time, so this must be a pretty good thing for you.
Right. Well, with my license in the Henry Stark Bureau County Regional Office of Education, I was only allowed to teach or substitute teach in those three counties. Now, with this new legislation, a new law, an Illinois state-issued substitute teacher certificate is good throughout the whole state of Illinois. So if you look at a driver's license, if you got your driver's license in Galesburg, you could only drive in Knox County.
Right.
But it's a state license. So it's just one of those things. Some superintendents and principals and an ROE came to me and asked me about it. And I said, well, just, you know, let's see what we can do. And by golly, with the help of a lot of good people, we were able to get this law made.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine that's probably a pretty important victory for you, is it not?
Well, thank you. Yes, it is. They're small victories.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. While I'm on a roll here, have you been hearing a lot from constituents since the gas tax, among other things, went up on July 1st?
Yes. Yes.
Let me guess. They're not pleased with it.
No. You know, there's some that just accept it, and others, it's hard to accept it. But some are, if it means I get my road fixed, I guess I'm okay with it. But then, certainly a large tax and a large addition when we put gas in our vehicles. And some of the gas stations across the border are seeing some of the new business.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I guess in regards to that, I was thinking the other day that it seems like if you keep crossing the border, say, into Iowa, to get gas, it's going to end up costing you as much as it would the gas tax increase would. It seems like depending on where you live, it may not be all that smart of an idea to just say, oh, I'm going to cross the border and pay less.
Well, and that's just it. When we cross the border to buy gas, most likely we go buy some groceries or we go shopping, mm-hmm. or we eat at a restaurant across the border. We don't you're right. It doesn't make sense just to drive over to save a few pennies on gas, but that's not the only revenue we're losing.
Yeah.
Local businesses are losing that clothing sale, or that grocery store is missing out on the sales of groceries because people do combine more than just one trip or one purpose when they go back and forth.
Yeah, that's for sure. And yeah, I don't know how you completely quantify all that, but then again, you know, it's in regards to the idea of it's the extra money's going to go to help pay roads. I can imagine that some of your constituents are pretty cynical about that, right?
Well, you know, it's one of those if I started to pay my taxes on the 1st of July, and I looked out on my street and I saw yellow construction equipment out there, it'd be somewhat of a relief, but you know, when we're paying our taxes today and may not see the reward for 6, 8, 10 years,
mm-hmm.
On my particular road, that's quite a difference, too.
Yeah. All right. I didn't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I figure, as always, when I have you on the line, I like to talk about issues every now and then. But I imagine if you show up at any of these resource fairs you're holding next week, you might get the business up from some of your constituents there, too, right?
Absolutely, but that's why I'm out and about. I mean, you see me everywhere too, Will.
That, yeah.
that's my job, is to be out and about listening to constituents and taking notes and getting different ideas and views. And through these veterans and senior resource fairs, it brings in those veterans and seniors to one location to be able to talk with 30 to 35 representatives, some businesses or organizations within their county area.
And I recall you having us and we talking about these fairs last year. It seems to me that that I think your goal here, if I'm right, is to get all of these resources in one area, because it might otherwise be difficult for especially veterans and seniors to find some of this information otherwise, right?
Right, absolutely. And as I open each of my fairs, I recognize the veterans who are there, and to me, the success is when I see a veteran walk out with a bag full of information.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reward. And the second part of that that most people didn't realize, and I started to see it after having a few of these, that network of vendors starts being established, and they start communicating. We start finding some gaps in the vendors who aren't there, or maybe some of the gaps that we don't provide in services within Knox County, within Galesburg, within one of these other sites that I have these fairs. So,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a twofold operation to take care of our veterans and seniors, but also to help recognize where we might have some shortfalls in providing those services.
Yeah, I was going to say, in terms of resources that will be available, what specifically will we be talking about here?
Well, some of the local Compass will be there, Courtyard Communities, Equipped for Equality, a great organization that helps with those who have special needs, that maybe their fingers don't work or they have difficulty dialing a phone or those things, that they provide some services that could help cope with that. Fish of Galesburg, some of the local Knox County Assessor's Office, because we as seniors and veterans always have questions about filling out our some of our tax forms for our property exemptions and that. So it's kind of going from those local businesses to the county agencies, the Knox County Veterans Assistance Commission, and then up to the Knox County Health Department will be there. And then at the state level, I've got the Illinois Lyme Association will be there. I've got the Illinois State Treasurer, the Illinois Attorney General, Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, the Illinois Department of Employment Services, and then we've got the Lane Evans from the federal side, the Lane Evans VA Outpatient Clinic will be there. So, and I know I missed a lot of them, and it's a great, I think I'm just a little over 30 vendors at Knox County.
That's great. And there are four sites you're doing this. One of those is Galesburg and next Thursday. So let's talk about that one first. And then in the event that you missed the one in Galesburg, there are chances prior to that next week too, right?
Right, yeah, we've got the Galesburg, July 25th. We're starting at 10 a.m. and going to 1:30 p.m. And because we're over that noon hour, we're going to have some food available, some hot dogs, chips, baked beans, just some snack-type items. It's at the Knights of Columbus at 1556 East Fremont Street. And something we've added this year, which I think is just great, Anthony Law, volunteer to provide some transportation services for us.
That's great.
Yeah, I thought that was, Anthony called up and said, hey, he said, I want to help. With what we have available here, he's sending some of his men of distinction and his groups out to help us get set up on the 25th. So, he's all in with us and helping us and having those young men and women there working with our veterans and helping them and our seniors if they need some help getting around. But if anybody needs any ground transportation, they can reach out to my phone at 309-507-2975, and I'll work with Anthony to get him and his vehicle and some of his young men and women to help get some veterans or seniors to our site.
Free to get in and free to get all the information you need, right?
Right. And one of the interesting things we've got up at Princeton, we're going to have a Rotary Iron Lung Education exhibit.
Oh, wow. That's very cool.
Yeah. Actually, the iron lung there. So
that's great.
A lot of, as we evolve and continue to grow these veterans fairs, we're just getting a lot of great support from our communities. And we still have more vendor spots if someone would want to call our office in Woodhall at 334-7474, and we can get a table set up for you.
And you can call that number for more information as well, and we'll also a link to that again at WGIL.com. State Representative Dan Swanton, again, the Veterans and Seniors Resources Fair in Galesburg will be next Thursday at the Knights of Columbus from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Thanks so much again for your time, and thanks for all the work you're doing for the area.
Thank you, Will.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Kim Komando and sports coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News.